Good evening, folks. There is a famous quote, "Art is not about what you see, but what you make others see." Today on our show, we have two very interesting guests who totally thrive by this saying and will take us through their artistic world of paintings and their journey so far. Our first guest is Soma Biswas Bajpai, who is a self-taught painter, having started painting at the age of six. She's had six solo exhibitions since 2011 in places like Mumbai, Hong Kong, and Prague. As a mother, a former banker, an executive coach, and co-founder of an edtech startup, Soma cherishes experiences from the diverse roles in her life and expresses herself through bold brush strokes and a vibrant palette. Our second guest tonight is Sanjay Gupta, an art enthusiast who put a pause on his main passion to pursue banking and now, decades later, has returned to his craft full-time. A self-taught contemporary artist, Sanjay is happiest when painting. Sanjay is an abstract impressionist. The spontaneity of his style is evident in choice of colors and brush strokes with very little focus on figures and imagery. When he does imagery, it is via expressionist vision of the figure or abstract landscape. His works display lyrical and thoughtful qualities, peace of mind, and inner calmness. And I'm Anjali Jha, your host for this evening's show. Welcome to the show, Soma and Sanjay. It's a great pleasure to see you both here today. We start with you, Soma. I know you are a self-taught artist and started painting at the age of six. What inspired you then, and what continues to inspire you now, decades later?
Thank you, Anjali. Very excited to be here. My inspiration at the age of six was my mother. Very creative, very, very encouraging. But now I find my inspiration and energy from my full and chaotic life of, you know, all the multiple roles that I play, mother of three, wife, daughter, mother-in-law, being a business coach. I have an edtech, which is in Mumbai, being an artist. And, you know, all of this chaos kind of gives me energy. And I'm very blessed to be able to find time once a week away from this life of mine and go and hide out and paint. Also, I think Hong Kong is a beautiful place. It's a melting point of all cultures. It's got lovely nature all around us, accessible. I love hikes and trails. And nature is my passion. It's an ode to all the nature that I look around and I pour it into my paintings. I love to travel, either, you know, with family or by myself, and, you know, observing different things, experiencing a whole new world, you know, seeing different strange places, tasting new food. It gives me, you know, food for thought and material for painting on my canvas.
Wow. That's a lot of like areas and, you know, sources for inspiration. So thank you, Soma. How about you, Sanjay? Art has always been a passion for you, isn't it? What has been your source of inspiration ever since you started this journey?
So my journey started in terms of art probably at the age of 10 or 11, when my art teacher in school very quickly said, art is not for me. So that journey could have kind of ended there. And I was consigned to mathematics and science because I was not good in art and I was very good at maths and science. But on a sort of slightly more serious note, it's my early recollection of art that I saw were murals by Satish Gujral, which I never actually saw the murals. I just saw the images on television. And I saw images of Mr. Hussain having painted horses on his car. And that's the sort of early recollection I have. When, while working, I moved to Calcutta. And this was mid-80s. And Calcutta has so many talented artists. I got the opportunity to spend time with their art, but also with the artists, learning their stories, learning their early struggles, and how in spite of all the difficulties that artists used to face at that point in time, they continued with what was their passion. So I would say that the true source of inspiration for me has actually been the artists that I've had the fortune, good fortune to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequently after Calcutta in India, but also overseas, the artists I've met and how they have pursued what they truly believed in. And I think that was the true inspiration for me to come mm-hmm. back to painting.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of subject matter for my paintings, a little bit like Shoma, nature is to me the mother of all inspirations.
Mm-hmm. So how did it all start in Hong Kong? What are the exhibitions that both of you've done so far? And what sort of challenges you've seen in the process around showcasing your art in Hong Kong? How about we start with Shoma?
I think 2009, when we moved to Hong Kong, I had just quit my banking job at the nadir of the banking slowdown. I was managing young children, coping with a constantly traveling husband. That's when I restarted my passion. I started painting, and painting was my anchor.
Mm-hmm.
I just took to it to express my right feelings, my blessings, and I enjoyed it so much that I religiously kept time for it in my life. And slowly by slowly, I was just painting more and more, and my style emerged.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I think the universe just opened up and exhibitions happened, and many things which I had not planned just went from there. So it wasn't a planned thing, but I think the whole universe just invited me to go on with this journey, and I'm excited about what it is going to unfold in the future.
And what a fantastic journey you've had so far. So congratulations on that. And thanks for taking us through that as well. How about you, Sanjay? What has been the journey like for you?
So I've been painting for over 20 years. And as you know, I was in a banking job that required me to travel almost 5 days a week. There was very little time left for pursuing painting.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to paint on an average probably 2 paintings a year.
Mm-hmm.
My style is a very slow, measured style. Every painting takes me 10 to 14, sometimes even more days to produce. So it's since the beginning of last year when I quit my job that I've had the time to paint more. And it's kind of middle of this year that I had enough works to be able to exhibit, because you do need a body of work at the same time to be able to exhibit your works. And I found actually Hong Kong to be an easy place to exhibit art.
Thanks for that, Sanjay. And that seems like a very fascinating journey for you as well. Both of you have recently done an exhibition together through Art Cinnamon in Hong Kong. What sort of interesting feedback you both have received from art lovers? How about you, Sanjay?
In terms of the feedback from friends, family, but also people who did not know me and I did not know them, the exhibition has actually been overwhelming in that respect. The feedback in all its forms that I've received has been just very good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, no art appeals to everyone. So the expectation that everybody would like, everybody who sees your works is going to like your works, I think that is certainly not going to happen. And it did not happen. So we did have one or two interesting feedbacks also along the way. But I have to say that the number of those of such feedbacks was something that we could count on fingers of one hand.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. How about you, Shoma? How was it like for you in terms of comments or even critics from family, friends and art lovers?
I think for me, the last one I had was my 6th exhibition. I feel very happy. Every exhibition has, gone from strength to strength. And, I think as an artist, it's also the process of a lot of learning
of letting go of your pride or letting go of your ego, because you are painting for the love of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that itself is a growing up phase, I would say, as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and art now, I think I have come a little bit more mature, where you're not expecting anybody who looks at your painting or loves your painting, they're going to buy it. Sometimes I think you connect with the viewer at a more... The connection itself is so intimate because he's seeing something in your painting. Something is grabbing. Mm-hmm. That itself for me is a win.
Yeah,
that itself
so
is
fulfilling,
very
and so
fulfilling.
Satisfying.
Yes,
yes. Wow, how amazing it is. So my next question is around, what do you enjoy or like to convey through your paintings?
Painting has always been my refuge. So during my full-time banking job, which was stressful to say the least, whenever I was exceptionally stressed, I would go to painting.
Mm-hmm.
Painting makes me happy. I paint happy memories of the past.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, nature has very often been the source of inspiration for me, but not only nature. For example, I'm working right now on a series based on a toy, kaleidoscope. That as a kid, which we did not own any toys. I grew up in a poor family. But there's a toy that I loved. And this was a toy that a friend of mine had, where you just move the box a little and you see a new picture. And you want to hold on to that picture. But then something happens, your hand shakes, and you have a new picture in front of you. But the next one is as beautiful as the first one.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's those memories. Those happy memories that I want to paint on the canvas. Because I want to paint happy memories, the color choices just come based on those memories, and they tend to be happy because they're happy memories that one is trying to paint. So for me, it gives me happiness. I want to paint happy memories. But the most important thing for me is that the viewer should look at those paintings and be happy. And if I achieve that, then I think it was worth it.
Wow. How about you, Shoma? What do you like to convey through your medium of art?
I think I completely agree with Sanjay. For me, I think art makes me come alive. You know, one constant feeling that I have been feeling these days is of gratitude. You know, feeling of being content, happy. You know, and I want to convey that through my paintings. And I feel that Hong Kong is such a safe haven that we live in. You know, and everything is accessible. I'm very thankful to have got this opportunity to be here, to imbibe a new culture. And I want to channelize that positivity, you know, that passion through my paintings. If viewers are able to get that connect, I think I will feel fulfilled. I express a lot of adventure through my footprints series, places that I have traveled, etc. The pathways that I paint are a lot of reflection of the inner peace, which I'm struggling and I'm always trying to get, you know, in our hectic lives. Nature, which is all around us, I want to capture it. Something that I want to record for my children, for all the children, so that, you know, that's something that we need to preserve. That's something that we get energy from. So these are my themes that are recurring in my paintings.
Thank you, Shoma. You've always been an inspiration. It's so much fun talking to you both. What sort of message would you like to give to budding artists in Hong Kong? How about we start with you, Shoma?
Anjali, I think it's one thing I really keep telling anybody who says they loved painting and they painted at some point and wish they could paint like me. And I just keep cringing that, you know, oh my God, like I've just started a few years back. So I always feel like telling, and this is my strongest message that I want to give to everybody, is that it's never too late to pick up those brushes and paints which have been waiting. At any point, if you have felt magic, you know, in art, in creation, you have to pick it up because, you know, you benefit from it. And I feel your entire, you know, your family, your people around you, everybody kind of are a secondary beneficiary to, you know, your energy.
How about you, Sanjay? What are your views on that? And what sort of message would you like to give to you know, budding artists and our listeners?
I think for the artists, I'll say don't have self-doubts.
Mm-hmm.
Painting is such a personal thing. If you want to paint, buy the material. It's very easy to get it.
Mm-hmm.
If you need help, if you can reach me, I will help you. But there are many other people who can help you get the material. Try it. There is nothing better than actually going and doing it. There is no reason to have self-doubt. Art is not going to appeal universally. No art appeals universally to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to remember that. And your art is unique art. Do not try to copy it. Mm-hmm. Paint from the heart. And what you produce, the more you practice, the better you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So please go out and try it.
Mm-hmm. That's such a profound and useful message that you've given to our listeners. So thank you so much. Well, I can just go on and on. It's so wonderful talking to both of you, but time is ticking. And before we wrap up, I was wondering, how can our listeners take a sneak peek into your art or reach out to you both to find it? Over to you, Sanjay.
So I think the best way to reach me right now is through my email, which is sanjayhk@gmail.com, sanjayhk@gmail.com. My site should be up and running, and I will hopefully get the message across to you somehow.
Thank you, Sanjay. How about you, Shoma?
I've just got my website up, so it's www.somavajpayee.com. It's spelled as SOMAVAJPAYEE. So it's somavajpayee.com. And the Facebook page is somav.art.
Thank you so much, Shoma.
Thank you.